Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, folks, it just gets crazier and crazier. Welcome to the program. So, WGRZ.com, Poland cars, indoor mask mandate may go back into effect for Erie County by end of week. Well, today is Wednesday. End of week would be Saturday. Poland Cars says he expects indoor mask mandate to go into effect by the end of the week for Erie County. Following CDC's announcement that it is recommending fully vaccinated people wear masks while indoor in areas that are considered to be hotspots, Erie County's executive is warning the indoor mask mandate may go back into effect as soon as this week. He expects the county will soon reach the substantial category of transmission and have residents return to wearing masks indoor based on the current rates and growth of COVID-19 cases. Joining us right now with his thoughts on this and more, we have from the firm of Hogan Willey, yep, they're sponsors of the show, Steve Cohen. Steve, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Steve, how do we get in front of this as freedom-loving Americans?
Well, right now, people are looking for something to blame, someone to blame. It is not about science. It's certainly not about the U.S. Constitution or even the state constitution. The problem with this is, you know, everyone's concerned because the Delta variant seems to be increasing. I mean, the numbers still aren't high. The highest number reported was 2.23%. of people tested, and of course, the only people who are tested now are people who are symptomatic, and so it's not 2.23% of the population has this. It's 2.23% of the people who are now getting brand new symptoms and who are being tested. But the reality is, you know, the all independent studies, and I got a bunch of them in front of me now, done by doctors, physicians from around the world, the Swiss Policy Research, the German Medical Association, are face masks effective? The evidence, and this is objectively looking at the virus and what ordinary masks do and don't do, and the overwhelming results that the World Science Organization, the World Health Organization, are coming up with is that the masks are really not very helpful, but we have a knee-jerk reaction. We want to be able to blame people who aren't wearing the masks, you know, to create the impression that we have some control over this virus, which we don't. And also, Tom, it needs to be said, the state of New York, and you and I have talked about this, you know, we have endured 41 pathogenic outbreaks over the past 300 years of the state's existence, even before the Constitution of the United States was ratified, for far more virulent, far more deadly strains of diseases, you know, smallpox and cholera, and the list goes on, typhus, typhoid. And these austere measures were never put into effect during any of them, and society survived and the death tolls remain low. Now the evidence is clear. You'll notice that now people are only talking about having people wear masks indoors. It used to be you had to wear it everywhere, outdoors, and you know, if you're not wearing a mask outdoors, you could be subject to arrest, you could be subject to being expelled from parks or whatever. And, you know, restaurants would be closed. And, you know, we pushed this in 17 separate lawsuits to say, look, the evidence shows that outdoors there's no transmission of this thing. And now everybody, you know, the science was overwhelming, so they are no longer requiring masks to be worn outside, but they're considering, because of the CDC's new guidance that they posted July 27th, and of course back on July 9th, they're saying now that there's an increase in the Delta variety, they're saying that people do need to start wearing them, or they should need to start wearing them indoors. Now, those aren't mandates yet. They're only recommendations. So that's where we are.
But, of course, typically when the CDC recommends something, people like Poloncarz and Cuomo jump on that, and they take it as, you know, the tablet from Mount Sinai.
Well, you know, it's not above me to, you know, to pick on politicians of every stripe, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, you know, if I think they've done something wrong. But, you know, we can't blame our elected leaders for taking what they consider to be the best information and trying to do what's in the best interest of their constituents. But at this point, you know, the rates actually, as we've noticed, or if you've been permitted to notice it, because the media is not always clear about this, as soon as the mask mandates were lifted, there was a precipitous drop in positivity rates everywhere. But, you know, the Delta variant is on the rise now. The other variant is all but gone. The original one's all but gone. And, you know, we do have the county executive who's, you know, he hasn't mandated anything at this point. He says that he may, he's looking into it in Erie County, may look at requiring people to wear masks indoors. The only thing that where masks are in place as a regulation, as a matter of law, is, you know, K-12, public transportation, homeless shelters, correctional facilities, nursing homes, healthcare settings, and any place where there's a specific mandate that a mask be worn. Of course, that's public sector. Private sector, we have the right to say you must wear a mask before coming onto these premises, or you don't have to wear a mask coming onto these premises. That's private sector. And for the moment, we still have those constitutional rights to control who comes and goes from our private sector facilities.
Mark Poloncarz, Erie County Executive, says he expects the mask mandate to go back into effect by the end of the week for all indoor public meetings, bowling alleys, movie theaters, bars, and restaurants. And if the county executive expects it, I think that's going to be reality before too long. Now, Steve, before, and that's a story from WGRZ.com, before when we asked you to appear on today's show, we wanted to talk about these mandates. For example, New York State, Andrew Cuomo, and tomorrow, Joe Biden from Washington. But let's stick here with New York State. All state employees will have to either be vaccinated or tested once a week. How legal is that, Steve? What recourse do state workers have?
We have two lawsuits that are in the works right now. In fact, I just sent them over to Mike Baggerman a few minutes ago so he would have them in front of him. One is by New York Parents to Unmask Children, Inc., and State Senator George Borello. He's the Republican state senator from the 57th Senate District, which is south of Buffalo. I mean, it's a big district, goes from Jamestown all the way to Rochester, and it kind of hugs the southern regions of Rochester and Buffalo. And this talks about the constitutionality or the absence of constitutionality of requiring people to mask their children, to require people to wear masks on in public places. And we have an analogous lawsuit with regard to vaccinations. You know, we are at a critical point of constitutional interpretation now, and I shudder to think what's going to happen if those unconstitutional measures are upheld by the courts.
Which of course, could happen. But, okay, as far as the state is concerned, for state workers, aren't there things like union contracts that have to be taken into consideration? Or how about medical exemptions or religious exemptions? And we're talking here about, you know, people 18 and older.
Sure, sure. And to the extent that there are collective bargaining agreements for state workers. I'm sure the CSEA has something to say about it, or they should. I have been very disappointed in a number of unions who protect, you know, that we represent a lot of law enforcement officers on a federal, state, local basis, and the unions that exist are not, for some reason, going to bat for the people. They're saying, yes, we want everybody to be masked. And here's a question for you, Tom, and for your listeners. If you believe, if you've studied the issue, and you believe that masks are going to keep you safer, aren't you going to wear a mask? So why do you have to be told? Why does the government have to treat you like a child and tell you, you know, thou shalt wear a mask? Leave it to people to do what they believe to be in their own self-interest. And that's not what we see happening here.
Well, it bolsters the theory that this isn't about public health. This is about public control.
Absolutely. And I was critical of the Trump administration, just as I'm critical of the Biden administration. I'm critical of everyone out there who's trying to take people's constitutional rights, who's trying to impose monarchical burdens upon people and not leave it to people's best interest to do what they think is in their best interest. Now, the science that's being ignored, I mean, you know, the data is available, but it's not being, even the media is not publishing it, that these masks aren't helping. And as far as the vaccine goes, I think that there's some excellent evidence to show that these vaccines help. Accordingly, I got vaccinated. So did my wife. So did my kids. But if we were of a religious persuasion that said, no, you know, vaccines are against our religion, or if we believe that, you know, in our circumstances, given the health histories of our family, in consultation with a doctor, they shouldn't be vaccinated. You know, these are decisions that belong with the people. You know, I'm not going to spout the 10th Amendment or even the 11th Amendment, but these are to show that the government should not be controlling what people, you know, rights that are left to the people. But that is where we are right now. People should be allowed to make choices for themselves, and they're being deprived of that privilege. Hence, you know, I think we're up to lawsuit number 23.
Well, okay. One of the ideas I had, Steve, and I don't know how practical this is, but and this was actually before I read this story about Poland Cars saying he expects the mask mandate to be back in effect by the end of the week. What if businesses simply enacted if we don't know you, it looks like a 4-hour wait for a table, sir, policy? In other words, keep the county health rats away from their establishments.
Yeah, it's very difficult to keep the minions of the chief executives, whether it's the governor or county executives or mayors. It's difficult to keep them out from being able to inspect premises. But if you're saying, shouldn't these private sector restaurants be able to impose whatever restrictions they deem to be in their clientele's or their business's best interest, and shouldn't the people who are going to the restaurant be allowed to impose their own will upon themselves and not be controlled by the government? I agree with you completely.
Steve Cohen is with us, Hogan Willig, News Radio 930 WBEN. Is there, in fact, the legal authority for Governor Cuomo to tell every state worker they must be vaccinated or they must undergo weekly testing for COVID? Does that authority actually exist?
I say no. I say it does not. I say the governor cannot do that. That is not a condition of employment. And, you know, collective bargaining agreements aside, which I'm sure would not permit it, I believe that that's an overreach, and that's the basis of a lawsuit that we have cooking right now of state workers.
Is there anything new that we should know about on the masks for school children front?
Well, right now there is no mandate that's going to be enforced. They've already said as of July 8th, they said even though the June 23rd mask mandate is still in place, New York State will not be enforcing that for the policy for K-12 schools. They're still going to enforce it for prisons and hospitals and such, but they won't be enforcing it for K-12. But they say unless the individual school district requires it. So, you know, we've got lawsuits out there against several school districts, and the science is going to continue to stand in the way of them imposing these restrictions, because the science is saying, you know what, masks indoors don't show to have any effect on reducing the transmission of COVID-19, of the coronavirus.
Well, hey, if I can wear a mask and rip a nasty fart and still smell the fart, tell me it's keeping COVID out of my system.
Yeah, well, the size of the virus, the COVID-19, the coronavirus, is smaller than the mesh in most masks, even the N95s. There are some medical-grade masks that are used at laboratory facilities that can effectively filter out viruses, but those masks generally, you know, they look like space helmets, and they have heavy filtration on them, and there's usually a mechanical component, not just a passive cloth barrier.
Well, Steve, I just want you to know before you leave us that in the interest of decency and being honest with the audience, I have never farted in my life. I may have coughed anally, but I've never farted. I want to thank you very much for joining us, Steve. I can't wait till we have more time and we can take calls for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Cohen, Hogan Willig is the law firm, and their number is 636-7600. Folks, what is your message to Mark Poloncarz? Indoor mask mandate may go back into effect for Erie County by the end of the week. What is your message to Andrew Cuomo? If you work for the state, you either get vaccinated or we're going to test you once a week. What is your message? I mean, at what point are we going to wake up and realize this is just a big control freak game to these people? At what point are we as human beings going to say, and I don't mean to be philosophical here, none of us gets out of here alive. When it's your turn to go, you're going to go. And I might have mentioned this a few times over the years, maybe once or twice, but, you know, statistically, I should have died in December 2017, okay? Understand, medically, statistically, in any evidentiary way, I should be dead. I am not dead. Why? I have no idea. Philosophically, I can say because it wasn't my time. And, you know, when it's your time, it is your time. And we are faced with a choice of, are we going to live our lives and enjoy our lives and take our chances, or are we going to be controlled by idiotic, nonsensical, irrational, unscientific people who have a lust to control and a lust for power over us? Yeah, the Delta variant is more contagious. It's also less deadly, a lot less deadly than the original COVID-19. In some ways, the Delta variant is the new and improved COVID-19. Doesn't kill as many people. But instead, even with the vaccine, we're being told you have to wear a mask, even though we know from the Fauci emails that even he doesn't believe that they actually work. It's, folks, we've entered into a very serious realm. And, you know, I'm not the fellow from North Tonawanda. I'm not going to sit here and say, it's time to pick up your guns. It's time to shoot. It's time to... I can't do that. But there's got to be other stuff that we can do to make our point that we've had it. Because I've had it. The business owners I know have had it. We're done with this. It's time to move on from COVID. People are going to get sick. And yeah, people are going to die. And you know what, folks? Today, people... Every 37 seconds, one American is going to die from heart disease. Do we see Mark Poloncarz banning chicken wings and pizza and all fatty food? Do we see them banning cigarettes, which are a contributing factor in cardiovascular disease? No, we do not. And there's a real simple reason why. Because they make too much money off the taxes of cigarettes. Period. This is all a joke. Except it's not really a joke, because we're being governed by arbitrary and capricious whims that have nothing to do with reality. So I want your message for Poloncarz and your message for Cuomo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yep. All right, Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So what are we to do? Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says by the end of the week, he thinks that we're going to return to wearing masks, all indoor public meetings, bowling alleys, movie theaters, bars, and restaurants. Just when we start to get our lives back, they throw this at us. Governor Cuomo, if you are a forward-facing health worker, you don't have a choice. You will be vaccinated. Now, what power does the state have? Well, chances are, if you are a forward-facing health worker, you are licensed by the New York State Department of Education Professional Licensing Division. So the state has power over you. They can take away your ability to make a living. If you are a nurse and you don't wish to be vaccinated, not even wearing a mask is going to do you any good. You have to be vaccinated or you simply will not be able to do your job in New York State. I wonder how many of you listening are forward-facing healthcare workers. You don't want to be vaccinated. And basically, for you, Governor Cuomo is pushing you out of New York State. You're going to have to go and work in another state so you can actually ply your profession for which you were trained and, in all likelihood, licensed and or certified by the state. Because, look, if you're an RN, and I know RNs who do not want to be vaccinated. And by the way, some of these RNs are people who've already had COVID, so they have natural immunity. But it doesn't matter. Cuomo is, again, he's flexing his muscle. He's waving it around, showing us all how big his power is. And you will be vaccinated. You have no choice. And ladies and gentlemen, I know the internet went crazy over this. And of course, the tech gods say that this is wrong, but it is right. Nuremberg, after World War II, you may not be coerced into an experimental drug. It's not medically ethical to do this. I don't care that all the tech gods, oh, fact check, this is incorrect. It is correct. Talk to enough lawyers to know it. Just because it's on the internet doesn't make it true. Mark Poland Cars, your message to Mark Poland Cars and your message to Andrew Cuomo. Now, if you're a forward-facing health worker and you haven't been vaccinated, you're going to have to leave New York State. That's the bottom line. You will have to leave. Doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a nurse, an LPN, an RN, a PA, you will have to leave the state to work if you don't want to, if you want to work, if you don't want to get vaccinated. I mean, I wonder how many people we're going to lose from New York State Health when we most need people to work in New York State Health. And if somebody is a forward-facing health worker, should it not be their choice? They're the ones who have more training than you or I. They should have the choice. Absolutely. I mean, it's just, folks, this is just, it's all about control. It is written all over the place. And if you're a bar or a restaurant owner or a patron, yes, those of you who go to bars and restaurants, I want to hear, I mean, this is going to, it's going to start to suck again. And I don't see anything in here about wearing a mask when you're standing up. I mean, are we really going to go back to this idea of with you standing up, COVID can travel? When you're sitting down, it can't travel. Are we really going here again? This is baloney. I've had it. I'm done with this. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm done with this. And if COVID wants to crawl out of the floor and up my leg and into my body and kill me, you know what? That's God's will. That's out of my hands. I can't worry about when and how I'm going to check out. But you know what we can worry about? How we choose to live our freaking lives. And New York State is making it impossible. Literally, it's making it impossible. This may be the last straw. This may very well be the last straw. This ain't happening in Florida. This isn't happening in most of the other states of this country. It's California. It's New York. It's the weird states that we have. All right, your message to Cuomo, your message to Poland Cars. Folks, you are aware, are you not, that we have businesses out there that are teetering on the edge. You want to tell me how making people wear a mask inside is going to help our local business community? You want to tell me what good it's going to do? And I'm sorry, but it's a general rule here. The COVID vaccine is available everywhere. It's been available everywhere for quite some time. If you don't have the COVID vaccine by now, you don't want the COVID vaccine. It's that simple. You've had the chance. You haven't gotten it. Is this going to make you change your mind? And by the way, when does herd immunity kick in? Between vaccinated immunity and all the people who had those asymptomatic cases of COVID, who have the antibodies because they had COVID, what, they don't count anymore? We have hit the point of absolutely surreal. Now, in light of the call from the fellow in North Tonawanda yesterday, here's what I say. I use Thomas Jefferson as my template. You exhaust all legal means before you go anywhere else. You exhaust all legal means before you go anywhere else. If the legal system does not work, even though you have made sound arguments as to how your freedoms are being impinged upon for no good reason in an arbitrary and capricious way, then we'll talk about Plan B. But first, you have to exhaust every legal mechanism there is. Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence identified the enemy, the king of Great Britain, listed all the things the king did to screw the colonists, then listed all the things they tried to do to rectify it, and then said, look, we tried everything, it didn't work, therefore we're doing this. And you can never go wrong by following the template of Thomas Jefferson. What are they going to do, call you an insurrectionist? Interestingly, that's what the king of Great Britain called the revolutionaries in the United States. But you know, you have to exhaust every legal means first before anything else. Otherwise, we're not a nation of laws, and it's very important to be a nation of laws, or you have anarchy. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Jeff in Chautauqua. Jeff, your turn. Go.
Hey, Tom. I think what we're doing is kind of missing the big picture. What we do is we chase whatever the governor, the county executives, whatever it is that they do. And the big picture, I think, is that they really want control. This, the mask is control. You know, some of these things that, you know, they put down on us are all control. But I think in the long run, what they're after is vaccine passports. A few weeks ago, my wife and I were having this discussion. I said, well, what if everybody got vaccinated? What's the control then? What do they have over us that they can then control? And I've been trying to figure that out for, you know, weeks now. And I watched this video last night from a doctor that worked for Pfizer. He was a vice president at Pfizer. And he said that what they're after ultimately is these vaccine passports, and that's the control that they want. That's
what okay. But here's my question to you. I put this up on Facebook. I didn't really get a satisfactory answer. Who is the they that wants to control us, or is it simply the nature of the animal that goes into politics?
Yes, that's it. Look at any politician. Look at any politician. Look at Cuomo. Look at what have the Republicans done in the Congress? What have they done for us? Not much.
Not a thing. No.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not a Republican, so it's.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, we would hope that, and I'm not either, but we would hope that, you know, the Republicans, you know, would take a stand here.
Well, you can hope when it comes to the Republican Party, you can hope in one hand and do something else in the other and see which fills up first.
Yeah. So that's where this is going. So it seems like what we are is always kind of trailing this. You know, we complain about the mask. We complain about, you know, the lockdowns, you know, that are coming. But we're always behind them. But what they're after, and I really think that this is where this is going, is then vaccine passports. And then you can tie that to, I mean, just think about how you can tie that to almost anything that a person does. You can even tie that to any purchases that get made because they might be health-related. If you don't have the vaccine, they won't let you, let's say, buy gasoline. And this is where this is going.
Very interesting. Thank you very much. All right. You know, is he that wrong? If you don't have the vaccine, you won't be able to buy gasoline. If you don't have the vaccine, you won't be able to go to a drugstore. If you don't have the vaccine, you can't buy food. Is that where this is going? Or is that paranoid thinking? Again, if you're just joining us, Mark Poloncarz, guess what, guys? Looks like the indoor masks at bars and restaurants and bowling alleys and the like, looks like they're going to be back by the end of the week. Andrew Cuomo, for patient-facing healthcare workers must be vaccinated. There no masks exception, no exceptions whatsoever. You will be vaccinated. I wonder how many people listening to my show right now are forward-facing healthcare workers who have not been vaccinated, and this is forcing you to either get out of the profession or get out of the state. How many people have we talked to on the air who have been healthcare workers who've said, hey, I'm not vaccinated, and I don't plan on getting vaccinated? Well, in New York State, you're either going to have to get vaccinated or you're going to be unemployed. Then again, being unemployed, is that such a bad gig anymore? I mean, you might make as much money or more sitting on your ass doing nothing. You know, Pasquale, I suddenly feel like a forward-facing healthcare worker who doesn't wish to be vaccinated. Fire me. Oh, okay, unemployment, Netflix all day. All right, here we go, The Highwaymen. Let's watch this again. Kevin Costner, good job. All right, and Woody Harrelson. All right, anyway, 803-0930. It would be ethically wrong of me to mention that the All-Star Project is playing at the River Grill tonight, and I don't think I could live with myself for saying that the All-Star Project is playing at the River Grill tonight. That would be so unethical. I dare not say it, and I'm glad I didn't. Anyway, be sure to download the Odyssey app to discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now for music fans by music fans. Check out Tailgate Crashers, crack a cold one, and get game day ready with tunes from all your country faves. Your message from Mark, I'm bringing the masks back, Poland cars. And Andrew, you will be vaccinated or else, Andrew Cuomo. I mean, guys, this is just, I cannot believe this is the United States of America in 2021. But like I said, and my response to the fellow from North Tonawanda is this, you have to exhaust every legal avenue. And if at the end of the day, legal avenues ain't working, and you're like Kevin Costner as Wyatt Earp, and you got to say, well, the law don't work too well, does it, Bean? Then you got to make decisions. But I'm saying that you got to stay with a nation of laws, and you have to try every legal avenue before you do anything else. Otherwise, it ain't good. Back to the calls on WBEN. Let's go to Daryl in Cheektowaga. Daryl, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so my message to both of them is just to step off. You know, they're really overreaching. They're overstepping the bounds of their office. I mean, I really think their behavior is abhorrent. It's terrible, and nobody's keeping them in check. It's as if they can just do whatever they want, whenever they want, to whomever they want, and there's no consequences at all.
And just like I said yesterday and the day before, what they do is they point to the CDC as the bad guy. Oh, we're simply following the science of the CDC. How right has the CDC been since this thing began? How about almost never?
Correct. They've been almost never right. The masks scientifically don't do anything. They're useless. And all they do is people with breathing issues, it makes them harder for them to get around. It's ridiculous. It really, as you said before, opened my call, he says, you know, I can't believe this is the United States of America. And, you know, I follow that 100%. This is terrible. This is a dictatorship. We have Emperor Cuomo. He can do whatever he wants, and nobody keeps him in check.
Well, gee, I thought the state legislature was investigating. Oh, that didn't really go very far. In fact, we had local politicians who are supposed to be investigating him at a fancy dinner with him. Can you say conflict of interest?
Right? It just makes no sense. You can tell all of these people are in league together. I'm not some conspiracy theorist, but they all work together. All of these politicians and lawyers, these are garbage human beings. Absolute trash.
Well, it depends on the lawyer. You've got lawyers who are fighting this nonsense.
I'm talking about the lawyers that are working with our elected officials.
All right. I thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it greatly. And your message to Andrew Cuomo and Mark Poloncarz is step off. You're overreaching. So if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. Cuomo says that if you're a patient-facing healthcare worker, you are going to be vaccinated. There are no exceptions. You're going to be vaccinated. If you are a state worker, you will either be vaccinated or you're going to have to go through a test once a week. And as Steve Cohen pointed out, where the hell are the state unions? Where are the state employees unions on all this? I mean, are you union people so much getting the reach around from the Democrat Party that you're unwilling to stand up to a Democrat governor? Because honestly, you union people, and I'm not anti-union at all, but you look absolutely pathetic right now, not standing up for your members. And I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Also, Mark Poloncarz, guys, what do you think about this? Indoor masks are coming back by the end of the week, it looks like. I want to know what you have to say to Mark Poloncarz about that. Indoor masks are coming back. Unfortunately, folks, it's playing out like I said. They're using a variant. They gave us a little bit of a break, a little bit of a breather to ease the pressure in the cooker. And now they ease the pressure, so they're slowly going to start to tamp down on us again. It's got to stop. It has to stop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.